The Ringer's Nora Princiotti and Nathan Hubbard are on a journey breaking down every single Taylor Swift album. For all you Swifties out there, this is the podcast for you. From her most famous moments to her most obscure references, every single album, Taylor Swift has it all. Check it out on the Ringer Dish feed, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. Today, we are not talking about The Bachelor. I am talking to Anissa from The Challenge. She just, spoiler alert, exited Double Agents. And on Thursday, you can continue watching her for uninterrupted Anissa content. She is on The Challenge All-Stars, which premieres on Paramount Plus. Honestly, it's worth signing up for Paramount Plus for this show. I had a great time. I've seen the first one. It was a total delight. If you have any interest in The Challenge or MTV in the 2000s, I think you'll like this show. Check it out. It's just like a fun, easy watch. Kind of the opposite of some recent programming and what we on this podcast have been looking for. So here's Anissa. And during this Bachelor offseason, episodes are coming Monday nights. We'll go back to twice a week when The Bachelor returns. But until then, enjoy these Monday episodes of Bachelor Party. Thanks so much for listening. And now here's Anissa. So we're talking today because Challenge All-Stars begins this week. And yes. I feel like it's actually perfect timing to be talked because you just had your last episode of the current season of The Challenge proper. I was really bummed to see you go. How were you feeling when that happened? I felt like your exit was very, very graceful. I thought Your final note was very nice.
I mean, I don't think my exits have ever been horrible.
No.
They've been more emotional.
As nice. Yeah.
This one was a little different. I just didn't feel as bad. You know, I was like, okay, well, I guess my time has come. Like that elimination wasn't built for me. There wasn't more that I could do. I didn't quit. I didn't give up. It just, Big T was better than me at this. So you kind of have to just, you know, swallow your pride and take the L and walk out, you know, with integrity. Sure. I wasn't going to be an asshole. So I was happy that, I got the call. I got to go and perform. I won 3 dailies. I won an elimination. I did what I had to do. I showed up. I played the game and I feel fine about it.
This term daily challenge, where did it come from? I feel like it's new to the challenge lexicon. Did you guys always refer to them as daily challenges? Because I've been watching since the show started back with whatever, you know, the bus is. And when did you guys start calling them daily challenges?
Well, I remember on Rivals 2 when DM and I won, we called it a daily that day. We were like, oh my God, I won my first daily. Mm. But I think the language became like more present the last couple of seasons where they start talking about that or like just like certain phrases now. Like
running the final. That's kind of newish too of the last few years.
Running the final. A lot of moving parts. Like just shut up. For it. I'm like, someone has to come up with something different.
So, you know, you've obviously done a lot of challenges. And what was the gap of time between shooting Double Agents and All Stars?
About a month and a half.
Oh, wow. So you're really out of one fire and into another. What was the biggest difference of doing All Stars versus Double Agents and the other ones that were immediately before that?
The kitchen was cleaner. we didn't have bunk beds. The men held every single door for us. It was just like, I was in gentleman heaven. I mean, all the chivalry. Yeah, it was really nice. Like, cause they treat us like we're their sisters. So, there's this respect and appreciation for us that I don't think these new kids have. And I say kids, I mean, they're almost 30, some of these people. So like they're kids to me cause they're younger and they act like kids, but not kids age wise, you know?
Did you enjoy having all these, being with these people you haven't seen in a while? Like, was it fun? Yeah. Feeling like you're at like a reunion?
Yeah, it was definitely fun to be on All Stars. I loved it.
Who was the most clueless as to like how things go these days?
Every one of them.
Really?
It was just like, so Anissa, how do we do deliberation? Anissa, how do we, what do we do that? Like, how long are the days? What kind of food are we going to have? I'm like, Hisela, I don't know. Like, and she's one of my best friends. I talk to her every day.
Oh, really?
It's like, yeah. So I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Cause originally I wasn't supposed to go on All Stars. So, she was just asking me every day. And Katie emailed, I'm like, everybody's got to stop. I'm not on production. Like, unless they're going to pay me some extra money, I'm not going to be here to like navigate this whole situation for you. But, yeah, it was hard to play, like to live in between both worlds kind of.
Interesting. So you weren't supposed to be on it. How'd you end up there then?
You know, I've been called the bridge, I guess, between the two. So Darrell and I being on it, we're kind of like, hey, there are these faces. You may know them from the new challenge.
Right.
Or the one that's on now. And then, oh, this is how we can place all of these other people.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I thought it was interesting that you and Darrell were like the connections between the two. And we hadn't seen Darrell for a while when he came back to Double Agent. So that was exciting. I'm going to be honest, Anissa. I'm like a huge nerd. I love these shows. I watched The Real World Chicago. As I told Kyle Brandt a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. It introduced like Chicago to me as like a real place that I might live. And then I lived in the Chicago suburbs. Like, I feel like I've just been watching you for so long. Do people come up to you and like, just like talk to you like they know you?
Oh yeah. Like, girl, you should have whooped her ass. I'm like, absolutely. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Where do you live, by the way? Where are you based?
I'm in Philly.
Oh, nice. Okay. How many days a year are you in Philly versus like filming something in production?
Well, in the last year, well, let's see. I did Total Madness and then I came home in December and then COVID and then I left in August.
Oh, okay. So you like a long
stretch. I came back
in
November and then but we were supposed to leave in May.
Right.
We're going to have a little break. And then they pushed that to August and then I came home in November and then I left in January. And then I came back whenever I came back.
Gotcha. Okay. So you didn't film All Stars until 2021?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Oh, quick turn. I feel like this Paramount Plus programming all really came together very quickly.
I'm just waiting for my subscription, my free one. If you're listening, I need it.
Have you watched any of Real World Homecoming that's currently airing?
So I don't really watch reality television.
Okay.
Shocker. Okay. I don't really watch it.
I don't think that's that weird, actually.
Well, even when I was on it, like, I guess with Real World, I didn't really watch Real World that much. Like, I didn't aspire to be on it. I wanted to, like, be on Broadway.
How did you can you sing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Have you sung on the show? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my bad. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite musical?
I mean, I loved Rent.
Me too.
It just, like, growing up, that was, like, we were singing in a camp. And it was just there. And like Les Mis is what I kind of grew up on. I was always Cosette. It was always like my, you know, solo, like for talent shows. So yeah, that was fun.
Which camp did you go to?
Quebec.
Oh, is it in Canada?
No,
oh.
No, not to be confused with Quebec. It's Kweebec.
Oh,
it's in Schwanksville, Pennsylvania. But we did, however, go to both Montreal and Toronto.
Yeah.
And go watch hockey games. Hockey was our biggest sport there. Like it's like a Jewish summer camp too.
Sure. So, I went to Jewish summer camp for 10 years. That's why
it's a good time.
It's the best time.
I would go back right now.
Oh, me too. I still talk to my camp friends all the time. Which Les Mis do you put on when you're like, I just really got to listen to this Les Mis banger right now? Which do you go for, like the 10-year reunion concert,
actually,
Broadway?
Yeah, like I don't put it on at all anymore. I haven't listened to it in so long.
Right. So no TV, no Les Mis. What do you do in your free time?
I'm just a nerd. I sit here and do the podcast and, you know.
Have you been enjoying podcasting with Tori?
I'm exhausted. I mean, it's been fun. It's just been more work than I anticipated.
Sure.
I'm just happy I'm not editing. So shout out to Nicole Boyce. Thank you for being an amazing editor.
Are you going to do it for All Stars as well, or is it just for Double yes. Agents? Oh, exciting. Yes. With Tori again?
Yeah. Tori's so excited. She's so excited. She's like a kid in a candy store. She watched the shows and she was like, I just want to be an OG. Like, I would have rathered that. And I think her spirit is that of like the fun loving, like the fun time and the challenge. I mean, she would have been awesome back then.
There was something about the OG premiere that was just like honestly thrilling for a total loser like me who has been watching
You're not a loser.
Real World and Road Rules. Thank you. Since I was like really a kid. There was just something like so exciting about seeing all these people come back. I'll tell you who I was most excited to see who I haven't seen in a while. But for you, who were you like, wow, I can't believe X is here. Haven't thought about you in forever.
Tech Money was a big old surprise. I saw his little beanpole ass at the airport and I was like, hi, baby dad. I love him. He's such a good time. It's just these people were like very distinct personalities.
Sure. Yeah.
And I try to explain this to people. Like, what's the difference? I'm like, back then, like any one of us could have probably had our own show or like we all were just really big. Mm-hmm. So to have us all in the cast, I'm like, they didn't need to cast me every season because you had Rachel, Veronica, Tanya, Coral, Tina, Beth, you know, Irulan, Arisa, like you had all of these people, you know, that you could bring on. So there, I didn't need to be there all the time.
I miss
now,
Tina.
I think it's a little bit different. Yeah, I was talking to her before All Stars. Like, are you coming? She's like, I have COVID. I'm like, whatever, bitch. Man. Yeah, I mean, she did have it, but I needed her to get better and come because I thought she was going to be a good time.
Tina has like one of my favorite like moments ever where I think it was the duel. Maybe it was the duel too. And she might have been yelling at you. And she was like, that's a bitch ass move. That's a shiesty ass move. She was like really mad. And I absolutely loved it. I've never forgotten it. I think it was like.
That was duel one because she got kicked off and right. not asked to come back.
Oh, got it.
And she hit Beth.
Right. That was duel. Nice. Beth hasn't aged a day. I was just like, Beth back exactly as we left her.
Mm-hmm. She definitely looks good.
Was there anyone who you didn't know who they were?
No, I knew everybody.
When I saw Kendall and Letarian, I was like, who are they? I had completely forgotten about the two of them.
I've never done a show with Kendall. I just knew her, I guess. Back then, you kind of knew your like Road Rules family too.
Uh-huh.
So you just knew them.
Sure. How do you feel about the challenge just having like anyone from reality TV on now?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it used to be like an elite club, you know, and now it's just like, I mean, but there's no more Real World. There's no more people to pull from that. And even Real World was stretching of like Explosion and, you know, like Meet Your Father for the first time in 30 years on national. Like it was just getting to be a little too much.
Yeah.
It should have just been stick to the seven strangers, pick to live in a house, get a job. If you get a job, you get fired. If you fight, you have to go.
This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much because they're right by the Mediterranean, but I just love the feeling of being in the sea and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before. And it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery.
How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? You know, are you drained or are you bursting with energy? Are you looking forward to hanging out with your friends or would you rather just stay at home? Or maybe you are not enforcing your boundaries. I'm not sure, but it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bachelorparty today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bachelorparty.
Why have all the challenges been cold weather recently with like no hot tubs and no swimming pools?
Well, there was a hot tub on Double Agents.
Rarely used? I don't really remember.
It was so hot. I mean, it was coming from the center of the earth. I mean, I felt like it was a volcanic water stream. It was not great. And it was so cold. You didn't want to get naked. And I just didn't want to be in a bathing suit, to be honest. It's different than back in the day where I'd put on like a Brazilian and have my ass out, like not care. Now it's like, not here for that. The pandemic has definitely limited the spaces that we can, you know, play in. So I think that that has a lot to do with it. Like which countries will let us in, which countries have the lowest rate of, you know, COVID. Production has done an amazing, amazing, amazing job at making sure that not one person has gotten sick while filming, just really taking all the precautions necessary, getting all the proper paperwork. Like they've gone above and beyond. So
that's awesome.
Kudos to them. But still, like, I would like it a little bit warmer. I mean, Argentina is a step in the right direction.
It looks nice, Argentina.
We're still in the mountains. We're still in the mountains. So don't count the cold weather out.
Mountains is good for isolation, though, right? I guess that makes sense for COVID at the moment.
Yeah, all the dirt roads were amazing. It took 30 minutes to get someplace. It took 10 minutes. So
did people train for All-Stars the way that they do for Challenge Proper?
I mean, I feel like people did, but I mean, I was doing some workouts and then, you know, how it is with the old challenge, we were just like, fuck this. Yeah. Everybody's just going to have a good time. I mean, you know, Darrell was out there and Latarian was out there. Mark was out there. Kendall did yoga about 7 times a day. you know, we did what we could to stay loose. We were also doing, you know, so many challenges a week, much more than the regular challenge.
Because was it a shorter production window?
I mean, we were exhausted. Mm-hmm. Exhausted. So there wasn't a lot of time. Like once you got home, it was like, oh, okay, it's time to go to bed.
Sure.
1 o'clock in the morning. I'm not working out.
Seriously. So that's a really long day if you're getting home at 1. Jesus. And everyone's over 35. I mean, that's hard.
Yeah, you relax with that over 30. No, literally, I mean, thank God for the time change, you know. At least I was kind of on track with my sleep.
That sounds really hard. Who was like the best performer that you were surprised? You're like, oh, they're good. Did better than you were expecting in All-Stars. I think athletically, don't tell me how anyone finished, but you're just like, oh, they're better.
I'm not telling you. I thought Latarian was great. I mean, Derek was clearly, I mean, I don't sleep on Derek ever. You know,
sure.
He's always going to put his, always going to try. Yes. Yes, we were on a challenge together. I wish I would have known him back then. He's so beautiful.
Oh my God. Is he ever? I was like, Yes looks exactly the same.
No, he looks better than he did.
Yeah. I was like, an architect. I'm loving it.
Yeah. He's just a gem of a human. I talked to him a lot before we left. I was just really excited to see him because we just had this brief interaction on Battle of the Sexes. You know, being around him and seeing him, I'm like, yeah, you're definitely one to look out for.
Okay. I was thrilled to see and shocked, actually. Hadn't thought about Yes in a long time.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to get that much eye candy, but we did. We got eye and head and heart candy from him. He's just such an amazing man.
Okay, that's great. That's honestly great to hear because I was checking out his Instagram and I was like, okay, yes, I haven't thought about you in about 15 years, but here I am. Thrilled. Yep. Thrilled now. I'm
still thinking about him. I love him so much.
Who do you think should host after TJ? I don't want TJ to go anywhere, but one day the mantle will be passed. And who do you think should get it?
I think Mark Long's awesome. I think he always should be considered that. But what about a female host?
Yeah. What about you?
You know, if they offer me the job, I'll be there. Like, are you quitting? I would give people so much shit.
TJ hates a quitter. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Mark did host back in their very early days, if I recall correctly, didn't he? Him and
yes, one season with The Miz.
No, I think it was the Real World person. It was like with Eric or something like that.
Oh, maybe with Eric Nice.
I think it was something like that. So would you ever go back to live in the Chicago loft apartment, whatever it was?
Well, it was a cheetah gym, and then now it's a private gym. Mm. I don't know if they. Yeah, if they switch it back. I mean, I would. Why not? If they're paying the rent, sure.
Who do you talk to from your cast, if anyone?
I talk to Kara.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't live far, so yeah.
Oh, interesting. What's she up to these days? If
you
can share.
Mommy of two beautiful children.
Okay.
She's working. She's married. Her husband is lovely. Yeah, she has a great life. She looks amazing. I mean, she's looks great.
When you first went on the show, like, what did you think would happen afterwards? Like, what was like your plan in your head when you arrived in Chicago?
I didn't know. I was 19. I had no idea what was going to happen.
It's crazy.
It was That's a big so shock though, just to get off and be like, how do you know me? Oh yeah. I did a TV show. I had to remind myself that like, there weren't really any others. It was just us.
Where did you move to right after? Did you move to New York or LA?
No, I was big anti LA. Still don't like it. I went home and then I went on my first challenge right before my 21st birthday. So Battle of Sexes won.
Crazy.
And then I had moved to New York for a little bit and then I moved back home.
Are you from Philly originally?
Lower Marion. So
nice. Kobe
right
Bryant.
Outside the city. Yes. RIP. Yes.
RIP to Kobe Bryant. Are you a Sixers fan?
Yes.
Embiid or Simmons?
I mean, who do I want to date and who do I like more? I mean, they're both different. I think when you live in Philly, you automatically become a sports fan.
Okay.
Only of Philly sports.
Sure. It's not like you're like,
no, we're not. We're ruthless here.
Gotcha. Okay. Got it. Are there going to be more All-Star seasons? And if you had to choose between All-Stars and regular, I don't like calling it regular. I don't know what to call it. It's not
I don't know
All-Stars.
What else to call it either. The other challenge.
The other challenge. Yeah.
The new show, whatever. I think there should be and could be in All-Stars too.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's just something about more mature people that have lived through this before and how they problem solve and it's just different.
Do you still enjoy the challenge proper?
This one was really hard for me, you know, like just defending myself and kind of like my honor and my heart and trying to protect myself this whole time and not knowing who to trust. And it just is a hard game all around.
It seems like it.
It was just a really hard time prior to. A lot of things were going on. I think emotions were heightened. It was a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that if I do another one, it won't be as crazy. But after doing All-Stars, I don't know. Like, All-Stars was such a blast.
And do you think that also everyone was just sort of like, what? Do you think people also approached it differently? Because they're just sort of like, why not? Haven't done this in a while. And it was less about like making the money or like, what was the main attitudinal difference?
I mean, you're dealing with just adults that respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is, and how we play the game with integrity. I think it's just different. Hmm. And you'll see. I can't wait till you watch it. It's
going to
be so good.
I loved it.
Oh, you watched the first episode?
Yeah, I had a great time.
Oh, come on. I didn't even see it yet. You're terrible. I can't even watch it yet. Oh, this is over.
Ace and Yes, they can get it. Man, are they hot. I was just like, this is great. Also, I prefer watching my main takeaway was like, this is amazing. Seeing way more spectrum of body types. I was like, I like this and appreciate it a lot. I was like, this is like, this is what kind of the show used to be. And people have always been really skinny, but it's like, this is just like people who showed up. They're just like, sure, let's do it. And it's not like professional TV people. I don't know. There's something about it that was just so charming. Also, I don't know. It was like being reunited with friends. It was like honestly thrilling. I think it was really good.
Wow. You're excited about it. Did my interview pop up at all? Was I funny at all?
You were great. It was just sort of like, I couldn't remember everyone. Like I said, I was like, Latarian, who is that? I was disappointed. I thought that I could remember everyone from Road Rules ever, but then I was able to play Sam.
So crazy that you got to see it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the spectrum of body types, you have a lot of moms. You have a lot of like, and girls that are still in shape, but yeah, saggy boobs and, you know, stretch marks, like,
and just some curves
with life.
There's not that many curves on the challenge proper. No shots.
No. And for me, like when I was 130 pounds doing the show, I was still fat. I don't understand.
Me neither.
The early 2000s logic and how like my body has changed probably over the last year and a half. And that's it. Well, since Total Madness, before that a little bit. So that's the only time I've kind of been, you know, a bigger body type on the show.
It was just cool. It was just like, this is like actual people. It didn't, it felt like a lot.
It's more relatable.
Yeah. And also, I think like at The Ringer, we always joke about how the challenge is the fifth American professional sport. Mm-hmm. And All-Stars didn't really feel that way in a good way. It was a lot more struggles, I think.
I mean, it's still tough though.
Oh, the challenges are really hard. If I was like, just like dropped into the mountains, you're like, okay, just now you have to just go diving. I'd be like, what are you talking about? Yes, I can swim, but I can't like hold my breath underwater for that long. It seems like just in general, all the challenges are really hard. What's the single hardest challenge, daily challenge you've ever done?
I don't know.
Were you ever like genuinely scared you were like going to be injured? Or
I mean, I have been injured. So
when?
On Champs for Stars, a block CT, I broke my ankle. Right. I tore a ligament. I had a high ankle sprain. I hate all the heights ones where like they want to swing us out or drop us into shit. I'm getting better though. Like skydiving, never ever wanted to do that in my life. And then I had to. So I was like, fuck it. I'm getting paid.
I thought that seemed kind of fun.
Whatever. I didn't like it. I mean, in hindsight, it was fine. Going up was scary.
Is there any truth to what Lolo Jones is tweeting about how the rules change depending on the challenge or whatever?
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no comment about that.
Gotcha. I wasn't sorry to see Lolo Jones go home when it was her time. I didn't feel she was really adding much to the season.
Yeah, I just think it wasn't the place for her.
How much has social media changed your experience on the challenge?
I mean, I just feel more accessible.
Do you think it's made the competition harsher because of people talking about each other? Like, how does it affect the dynamic in the house?
I mean, I don't talk shit about people, so I don't know. And
Is that true?
Not on Twitter. Like, yeah. I have nothing to say.
Pretty bad use of time.
Yeah. So I don't really pay attention to it that much. I don't really feed into it. It's unnecessary.
Does that bleed over into the drama in the house, though, when you arrive?
I mean, maybe for some people, but not for me.
Uh-huh. On All Stars, were there any like long simmering feuds or like unfinished business that people wanted to bring up? Nice.
Maybe.
I'm really excited about that. That's been a kind of an interesting part of Real World Homecoming. It was like seeing them revisit some of that stuff. Becky's storming off. It's just like when you think about sort of like your place in reality TV, if you do think about it, like what's like your primary reflection on how things have changed since you did Real World almost 20 years ago. I can't believe it.
I mean, the biggest difference now, I don't know. I just feel like it was more authentic. It's like a bunch of people that didn't know what they were doing and did it because they just didn't care. And they were just trying it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It wasn't about, I don't know if it was about fame. I don't know. It was just different. It felt different. The people were different. The times were different. I feel like we were more honest with each other and ourselves, and there was a self-awareness I feel like is lacking now.
Why did you go on the show?
Which one?
Real World.
Oh, there was a lady in my psych class that told me they were having Real World tryouts and that I have a great personality for it. And I was like, yeah, whatever. and I was playing with my band, and then I got a stomach virus, and I ended up going there with a baggie of saltines, a soccer shirt, bell bottoms, Birkenstocks with socks, and a camel pea coat with a hood, and forgot my license, had to drive all the way back to my house and get it, came back, they held my place in line, and then once they pulled me from my group that day, I knew I had it.
Wow. Sounds like quite an outfit.
Listen, it wasn't that bad. It's just like a cute little, it was like a small red soccer shirt with blue bell bottoms. And you just relax. Okay. Over there.
Okay.
Okay. 2001 was an interesting year for clothes. If you can see now, everything's coming back.
It really is. The low rise jeans. That's a hard pass.
That's a hard pass on everyone. I'm like, what do you mean? No, my thanks. Ass crack's going to be out. No, thank you.
I just want to tell Gen Z it's not a good look and you'll regret it. So just don't get too committed and it'll fade.
No,
it'll
commit pass. To it. We want to make you guys feel crazy for trying to make us feel crazy for side parts.
Oh, the side parts also absolutely. A side part is great. It's way more flattering. Yeah. What are you talking
Depends
about?
Depends on what kind of head you have.
Yeah,
if you have a long face, having a middle part is not the greatest thing.
Yeah. That's the other thing is I'm not interested in looking like a Gen Zer. So like, I'm okay with having a side part. Like, what's wrong with being your own age?
Right. Nothing.
I don't get that. I don't get it. Anissa, thank you so much for taking the time today. Definitely checking this out on Real World All-Stars on Paramount Plus. Hope you get that free subscription soon, Anissa.
I listen to Spotify every night.
Thank you so much. What do you listen to?
I have made a meditation thing so I can sleep. Oh, cool. I sleep to the same thing every night. Yeah. Then I just find more of your recommended music to go along with it.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah. Spotify also has it has some podcasts specifically for falling asleep, which I find pretty soothing as well. They're like stories
Are
about
they talking
nothing.
Though?
Yes. It's like stories about it's nothing. Like,
go to sleep. I'm going to tell you.
It's a yes.
ASMR. And then there's like, I hate ASMR. I can't even speak ASMR. I hate it.
All right. So just stick to your own playlist. Thank you so much, Anissa. It's really nice to meet you.
You're so welcome. You too. Enjoy All Stars.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.